Hey guys, it's Jeffrey here. I just wanted to wish you guys a very merry and happy Valentine's Day. I hope you get to do what lovers do. You know what that is. Ha ha ha. Eat a lot of chocolate, maybe get some flowers. Who knows? Could be an amazing day. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Go Pig Farm.
Welcome to The Hub, brought to you by the Fishporn Crew. This is a podcast about fishing and other really important stuff that's not really important. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jeff. Go grab yourself a cold beverage. Sit back and enjoy, because The Hub starts now.
Honest to God, boys, are you eating paint chips? I mean, some bitch. It's Missouri. It's called Missouri. Missouri. It ends with an I, for Christ's sake. Do you say Illinois? Do you say Arkansas? What in the Sam Hill is your damn problem? I swear to God. I just want to reach through this podcast, smack you upside the head. You hear me?
Hey, it's Josh here. I want to tell you about Woodard Rods. They are great casting and handling rods that won't break the bank. I love my Woodard Rods, and I know you will too, so check them out at WoodardRodCo.com and experience your next river with a Woodard.
Episode whatever the hell this is begins.
It's a 17.
17. 17. Wow. What up, everybody?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Oh my goodness. We have a special guest today. We have Ryan with the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance. We have him on first because we are helping sponsor his fly fishing only for smallmouth tournament here in Southwest Missouri. And, you know, it's going to be a little educational as well. So, you know, we figured we have to do an educational one every now and then.
So we have to be serious the whole time?
No, not the whole time. Just for at least a part of it.
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. I hear that Ryan is, it's hard to rein him in, so... Is it? Are we going to be able to talk to you, Ryan, seriously, or is this going to be a problem for you as well?
Yeah, no, we'll see. I'd say we just roll with it.
Excellent.
Josh is a little bit bigger than me, so if I get too out of control, he can always take me down.
I don't know, but I'm a couple beers in, so I don't know. We'll figure this out as we go.
Yeah, so are you saying that you have beer muscles going right now?
No.
Do you know about beer muscles?
Oh, I know about beer muscles. I just don't have the energy right now.
All right, fair enough. So, Ryan, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to our lovely show. I guess we should throw out a few thank yous before we get rolling. Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thanks to everybody who's listened lately. Huge amount of people, for some reason, have listened, or our seven listeners have all listened to each episode 2,500 times. But it's really cool. Thanks everybody for listening. That's a business I had to tell you about. So,
it's very, very big. Thank you from both of us.
It's pretty cool. And the other thing before we get crazy, listeners, Go download the new Southern Culture on the Fly, which, according to their new T-shirt, the Southern states do include Missouri. There we go. Number one.
You got there. Here, wait. Jeff, I'm going to get, in honor of my good buddy Sean, I'm going to open a notepad on my phone.
Are you going to keep track of how many times I say the word Missouri?
Yeah, two. And not unlike the, the shit episode from South Park, I am going to track your us.
Us?
Oh, your Missouri us.
Missouri.
Three.
Okay. So Sean likes to say Missouri, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think that's the biblical pronunciation.
Oh, brother Sean. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, does anybody know how this whole Missouri thing got started?
I think it's depending on what part of the state you live in.
Really?
Because I grew up north of the river, and it's Missouri. Farther south you go, some people say Missouri because they've moved down, or some of the real redneck hillbillies say Missouri.
Really?
Now they're just missing that vowel.
Yeah, they can't pronounce all the vowels because they don't have all the teeth.
Yeah. Hmm. And I grew up in pretty rural Missouri, and I pronounce it Missouri.
Interesting.
I have most of my teeth.
So when I was a kid.
Also depends. Probably also depends on the amount of moonshine you drink, too.
No, that always helps with anything. So when I was a kid, I heard a few different people say Missouri, and it wasn't a joke. It was just how they said it. My dad was born in Florida, but lived part of the time in Illinois, and he said Missouri, and my grandmother, his mom, said Missouri, but she also said Miami.
So yeah, that's correct.
It's Miami, Oklahoma, regardless of who cares.
Okay. So very random. I you know, the only reason I'm going to keep this up is basically to piss off Sean.
Yeah. Or you know, Chia.
Chia. Okay, guys. So, Ryan, do you know Sean well?
I'm getting to know him well. We've known each other for probably a year and a half, two years.
He sounds like a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big-ish dude.
Yeah. Josh, do you have any reference here?
I have not met him yet. Okay. So,
because I'm guessing that I probably have like a foot and 100 pounds on him, so I can run my mouth safely.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's got me by 50 pounds, and he doesn't scare me. So he's okay. A big teddy bear.
All right, Sean. I'm going to run my mouth freely about Missouri. So that's what I wanted to tell you, buddy. And it's all about the love. And Sean, you have our number, dude. If I cross the line, then, well, fuck off. I don't care. But let me know. Let me know, and I'll back off at some point.
Don't back off.
Okay. So what did we say about some serious episode? Because already I've ruined that idea.
So we're going to let Ryan introduce himself and then kind of talk to us about the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance and the history of it and smallmouth history, I guess. Kind of educate us a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be plenty serious enough and boring for you, Jeff. So,
okay. Hey, do you want to start with what's a smallmouth? All right.
Yeah. Hey, an ex-girlfriend, maybe.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Things just got real.
Yeah. No, but see, this is kind of an odd thing for us, too, because I am actually sitting right next to Ryan, and we're sitting in the back of White River Brewing doing this podcast with you. So this is the first for us that we actually get to sit down with one of our guests.
Yeah.
At least one of us.
Yeah, the restraining order is probably going to, last a little bit longer than normal. So.
All right. Well, good. So you guys are in the brewery. This is
yes, we are.
This is a dangerous idea. So maybe Ryan should talk while you guys are still coherent.
Probably. It's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're brewing some Table Rock Red right now.
My second favorite. So yeah.
Yeah, and we're actually both drinking the Gravel Bar IPA.
What a shocker.
Which is by far probably one of their best beers ever.
Yeah.
Besides the Double Gravel Bar. But their Table Rock Red, when it's pushed behind the nitrogen, is just fantastic. Yeah. It's so hard to beat.
It's really good. So good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to trying pretty much all of them.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to try quite a bit when you get here.
Yeah.
But we're going to let Ryan talk now.
Yeah, Ryan, take it away, brother.
Right on. So what do you want to know? History.
Who are you?
Introduce yourself to us.
Yeah. So my name's Ryan Walker. I'm the founder of a little group called the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance. It's been around now for almost 2 years, be 2 years in May. Really started as a Facebook page. And, just to give you an idea, in June of 2016, we had 52 followers, and we've got about 7,000 now, not quite 2 years later. And we're a non-political, neo-grassroots conservation effort that just sort of pushes all the smallmouth buttons. We've got a stream team. We're doing fly tying videos. We're doing kayak construction. And we're doing river cleanups. And just trying to push education on what is my favorite fish to catch, period. So I was a full-time trout guide for 8 years in a younger life and guided on all the tailwaters here in the Ozarks and spent some time in Alaska and out in Wyoming and northern Colorado and always loved smallmouth since I caught my first one a long time ago on the Findlay River about 20 miles south of here. And, trout get all the love, man, and I'll be honest with you, and this is going to probably piss some guys off, but I don't care. I've never understood the desire to protect an invasive species or a non-native species so much to this part of the country. We have no native trout here. They're all stocked. Now, I'll say that to say this. I love the fish, but they get all the attention. They get all the money. TU is a great big organization that really does a ton of good. I started seeing stringers full of smallmouth and goggle eye on Facebook and just said, this is crazy. It takes, 7 to 10 years for a smallmouth to get to trophy size and beyond, 12 years and longer for 18-inch fish. And that's just not something that, you can replace all the time. So that's kind of how it started. Bada boom, bada bing, that leads us to here and Tournament of Bronze and all the other stuff that we're doing this year. It's really gotten crazy.
So, you're talking about the age of the fish. I've seen it locally here, and I've seen it posted online on the Ozark Smallmouth page. Explain the length and the age, of how a smallmouth grows and the age it is in those lengths.
Well, so a lot like trout, smallmouth need a very clean environment and a lot of the same conditions that trout do: high oxygenated water, clear water, not a lot of silt, good substrate, good gravel, and mostly they need to be left alone. These are pretty slow growing predatory fish, and as you've seen on the poster, 5 to 7 years to get 12 inches and 7 to 12 years to get 15 inches and 12 and beyond to go 16 and up. They're just now they grow faster than that in the northern climates, just like everything does. Those big lake fish up in Wisconsin or Minnesota or Michigan, they've got such an abundance of food and forage in the lakes. They just grow faster. Our river fish are lean and mean and built for a task, right? And they just don't grow nearly as fast. So
like he said, guys, you know, the fish in the north in a lake have tons of resources to eat, but down here in our streams and anything south where, you know, we do get warmer water and everything, you know, it takes a long time for us to get a trophy size smallmouth.
Yeah, those smallmouth in Wisconsin and Lake Michigan are feeding on, you know, gobies and herring and you know, just a plethora of bait fish. And our fish have mayfly nymphs and sculpins and, you know, blood
the nymphs. Occasional crawfish. The
occasional crawfish that doesn't get lodged sideways. And, it's just a whole different gig for them. So we're pretty adamant about pushing catch and release. I you know, one of the things you'll never see on our page is a stringer full of fish. One of the other things that you'll never see on our page is me condemning someone, you know, publicly for keeping fish. I don't get political in this. We just try to lead by example. It is legal to keep these fish. We don't want you to keep them. And if you do keep them, you know, you're within your right. We're not going to, you know, we're going to try to educate you why that's not such a, you know, like the fact that they carry Ebola. You know, and bubonic plague. The plague is going to come back because of eating smallmouth. So
I knew it.
Some of the things that's a joke, but obviously, they don't really taste.
I guess I need to throw all the fish I have out in my freezer.
Dang. They don't really taste that good to begin with, and they're just such a precious resource to us. So.
And I grew up fishing farm ponds and on my grandpa's land, and you know, pulling out 3 to 5 pound bass constantly out of it, and yeah, you know, it's not a great tasting fish, and so, you know, why not go for the crappie or something that's a lot better flavor than, you know, smallmouth?
Absolutely.
And plus, knowing the rivers around here, you know, like he said, you know, river cleanup is important because a lot of our rivers get floated. People throw beer cans, beer bottles in there, have dumped waste for years in all these streams around here because, you know, we're in the Ozarks and who cares mentality was forever. And
you're not alone there though. That's just it.
But that's across the country, especially with all these mines and stuff going in. That's what people are worried about, the water being contaminated. And I don't think I'd really want to eat some of the fish out of these streams that are coming out that aren't spring fed or, you know, super cold that kills the bacteria.
Yeah,
because,
right on.
You know, even some of the lakes around here, people catch fish and they have the worms and stuff in them. And I don't want to eat that, even though they say it's safe and you can fry it out. But no,
crunchy.
I'm good without that.
Well, you can get worms in your eyes from cattle now. So,
oh, that was so gross.
Yeah. I don't even want to go onto that as a segue.
Yeah,
we're
not going to.
No, don't go
to not that. This episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the shockers to me. Let me take a brief segue, and this is for Sean. Sean, I was not born in these parts. I'm a Florida kid. I am from a more southern locale than you could ever be, even though it doesn't count because it's Florida. But when I began my fishing career in the Northeast, I found out that there are smallies in rivers around here. And one river in particular called the Androscoggin, is so nasty, is so polluted. It's on its way back. It was essentially the reason for the Clean Water Act of 1972. But that river, there are warnings up. I don't believe that men are supposed to eat more than one fish out of the river per year. And any women remotely close to childbearing age are not supposed to eat anything from that river. So that being said, great fish
Sean,
to catch.
Go ahead and travel up there and eat whatever you want.
Yeah. So Sean, come on up. I'll cook you dinner. if you can find cheap fare from Missouri to Maine, I'm all for it, brother. Okay. So,
oh yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I've lost count now.
TikTok,
I'm from,
TikTok.
I'm from Republic, Missouri. I can't count that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I hear good things about the education system in Missouri. Oh.
So
you kill my battery.
So there are. So, I'm also curious to know, and I'll research it, Ryan. But you said the further north you go, the bigger the fish are.
Yeah, which is kind of the average size of the fish get bigger, but the world record smallmouth actually came out of a lake in Tennessee.
Okay.
And it was 11 pounds and some change. And our state record fish was 8 pounds and some change.
And it must just be, it's all based on the food source, obviously, mayflies versus bait fish.
Right, exactly. But you go up to Wisconsin, or, you know, you fish the upper Mississippi, you keep going up into Canada and until you hit the dew line or something up there. I forget where their farthest north boundary is, but the average size and the way they look, they're footballs, as opposed to our fish, which are river fish, which are, you know, just fucking lean and mean and ready to go.
Right. Because they're constantly fighting the current.
Yeah. And they've, you know, the pressure to eat is, you know, on a little bit harder. So, those northern fish are average size. I mean, it's probably a pretty good bet when you go to, you know, Mille Lacs or somewhere like that up north, that you're going to catch a 5 pound smallmouth. You catch a 5 pound smallmouth here, it's 22 inches long and it's 18, 19 years old, possibly.
Wow. That's amazing.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. So,
and that's been verified by science. What do they do? Like, they take some scales and study them.
Yeah. So the way I think that they do that is through, just like they do with salmon, through the ear bone, but, or a scale.
Interesting.
So yeah, there's a couple of different ways I believe that they get that age, but all the research that we post is from, you know, one of two conservation departments, Missouri Department of Conservation or Wisconsin Game and Fish.
And that information we can find on the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance
on the Facebook page. Yeah,
page. Okay.
Yeah, on the Facebook page. That we're redoing our website right now. It'll be done hopefully here in another 90 days or less.
Excellent.
So that poster is always, you'll always be able to find it on the OSA page on Facebook.
Excellent. I actually added your website to the Fishporn friends list, but listeners, go to Facebook, find them on there. You know the drill.
Just search Ozark Smallmouth Alliance and it should pop up.
Yep. Yeah. You don't have to be technically savvy to do that. So get to it, listeners. Nope. All eight of you.
And if all eight of you could click it like 27 times.
It looks good, doesn't it? It really helps the numbers.
Yeah.
So we are going to be a part of the Tournament of Bronze in May.
So does that mean I have to travel to Missouri?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Shit. Okay.
Damn it. I'm running out of pairings.
And, but this is the first tournament.
Yeah.
But this is the only fly tournament that you've done so far, correct?
To my knowledge, right now, in Missouri, this is the only and the first fly fishing kayak tournament. And I know for a fact it's the only one done that is specific to smallmouth.
This sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I've been in kayak fishing now for a couple of years. I'm on a couple of different national pro staff teams and work with a local shop around here. And you know, we OSA, Ozark Smallmouth Alliance, sponsors a river. We're all river rats. I don't like fish very much. Just like Josh is a river rat. You know, I'm not a stillwater guy. So we sponsor a river kayak tournament trail, but it's all gear, right? It's all conventional gear, which is just fine. It's fun. If I'm fishing for money, I'm probably going to pick up a spinning rod and throw a Ned.
because it's going to produce a lot more fish.
But, you know, this was a really fun way to promote catch and release, because it's a catch, photograph, and release tournament, much like, you know, 99% of the tournaments statewide.
I was going to say it's going to be a lot. The catch and photograph is going to be a lot like the rules from Hardly Strictly that we are part of, Jeff.
Yeah. It will. Absolutely. Yeah. So,
but the turnaround is probably going to be a lot better because we're going to catch more fish.
Well, I mean, a fish of 1,000 a cast and a fish of every fifth cast.
Well, and the fact that Josh just jinxed himself.
Yeah, but that's what I'm good at, jinxing myself.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, but we can still catch a good buzz with White River Brew as we can with Calf Killer. I'm just saying.
Okay, so we're going to be close.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. All right, Ryan, I don't know if I'm jumping the gun here, but you say kayak. What qualifies as a kayak? Are canoes acceptable?
So we're really deeming this a paddle or pedal power tournament. So,
okay. So like a stand-up paddleboard would be okay?
Yeah, I got a couple of guys that are fishing it on SUPs. One of my best friends, Vinny Seidler, Big Vinny the Viking, he's going to probably fish it on a SUP. I know a couple other guys that are. And we're actually – so the rules are out, but we're actually going to amend the rules for a team division.
Oh, nice.
And the drift boat guys can get in on it. We're also going to do – we're thinking about doing like sponsor and angler thing where – if a dad wants to sponsor his 12 or 15 year old kid and just paddle the boat for him, he's got to take a pledge that he's not going to fish for him or any help him in other ways. He's just going to paddle the boat. So
that's kind of cool.
We still got a little bit of runway on it. The tournament itself is fairly straightforward. You can find the rules in the event on the Facebook page, but, do you mind if I talk a little bit about the logistics of it?
Please.
So it's a statewide, it's actually, so Ozark Smallmouth Alliance is really more of a geographic alliance as opposed to our brothers over at Missouri Smallmouth Alliance that are, Missouri guys. We sort of cover the whole plateau, right? So Missouri, northeastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, and that northern tier of Arkansas are kind of up to St. Louis and across, maybe the south of Kansas City for the Ozarks Plateau. So we're going to have the way our radiuses are working, we're going to have two host locations. We're going to have an east and a west host location. So the east host location is going to be at Echo Bluff State Park, which is an MDC state park. And then the west host location is going to be at one of our sponsors' kayak shop, Ozark Mountain Trading Company in Ozark, Missouri, which is just south and east of Springfield.
Okay.
So it's a 75-mile as the crow. that freaking gravel bar is really good.
Nice. Get it.
As the crow flies radius, right? So it's not road distance. It's straight line miles. So it's actually going to dip down into northwest Arkansas, north central Arkansas, northeast Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
This
is big.
So it's a big tournament. It's statewide and encompasses a couple of states. And it's kind of a roadrunner style tournament, meaning that, we're using a state-of-the-art tourney measurement system from my buddy Dwayne at Tourney X, which is kind of the industry standard for kayak tournaments. And everybody will register through there, lines in at a certain time. That's when you won't be able to submit any pictures before.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. It does all geolocating and tagging, takes all the metadata out of the picture and says, okay, well, yeah, this was taken after the start time, so he's good. And then we'll fish all day, and we'll meet up at your respective host location, weigh in, quote unquote, measure in, and we're doing pretty much 100% payout. Part of each entry fee is going to go to the respective division winners, either west or east, and part of the entry fee will go to one overall winner, which we're going to call the Big Stick. And the Big Stick will get to carry around a trophy because you're going to beat everybody in both divisions.
Oh, wow.
And so if you're a division winner and Big Stick, you're going to take home basically your 100% of, that division. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It really is. And right now we've got some pretty good sponsors, you guys, and Woodard Rod, who I know Josh is a part of, Arc Fishing. most of the local fly shops and White River Brewery with their tasty beverages.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun, man. It sucks that it's still almost 3 months away. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you looked out the window and saw the amount of snow that I saw, it would feel like it was even farther away.
Yeah.
Yeah. With this nice weather, we have during the week, and then the weekends suck.
Yeah.
But this, like today was, let's see, currently it's 48 degrees right now.
Oh, wow.
And the sun's shining, and it just makes me itch to be out on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any, are there any seasons on smallies? Do they give them a break?
Well, so you can fish for them all year long. You cannot keep them between, I believe it's the middle of February and the end of April.
Or May,
when they
spawn. The spawning season.
And so I'm on a relationship level with one of the MDC fisheries biologists here, and they've got a pretty good management plan. We need more of it, in my opinion, more trophy areas than we have right now. MDC tends to manage for yield, which is always, they defer to the majority. If people want to keep smallmouth, then it's the people's fish and they should be able to keep them. That's their thought. Hmm. And I get it completely. But honestly, I hate politics and I don't like getting involved and I don't want to be betrothed to or beholden to any political organization ever. So we're keeping it grassroots and just trying to educate from within.
Excellent.
Well, and, until I met Ryan at the very first kind of info meeting that he did with Missouri Smallmouth, I didn't know that it took so long for these fish to get as big as they did around here. Because I watch, the hook shots episodes of the guys up north, catching those giant smallmouth out of the lake and stuff. And when I saw his poster, I was like, man, I never thought of that. And so, that was kind of eye-opening for me. And, I hear guys that I know keeping smallmouth, and it aggravates me. But I keep my cool, but I say, hey, that fish is this, this age range. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, it takes so long for them to grow, and it kind of opened my eyes to keeping fish too. So
yeah, it's all about education.
Yeah
Nobody's gonna learn anything if you don't talk to them,
and that's what this fish porn podcast is all about. education
and Missouri.
Damn.
Yeah.
Phone locked and I gotta put another mark on your damn paper.
You know, he's keeping track of this. And
I am keeping track.
He's running out of room on his page.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't write so good, so I'm just using the...
If I were going to hashtag Missouri, how would I spell Missouri? Would I spell Missouri with a... Missouri.
I dare you to hashtag the AH on the end and see what
I already have.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few people have chimed in. So,
although we had a freaking governor for 8 years that couldn't say it either. He said, Missouri, damn, do I got to put that down for you or me?
It might as well count
for you.
Yeah. Here, I'll just say it again. Missouri, Missouri, Missouri. Definitely the hashtags have helped this burgeoning, bromance between Sean and myself. So we have this thing going on. I don't know. These three months, just imagine the animosity that's going to build.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of animosity, I need a beer. Do you guys want to keep going without me or,
no, let's take a break. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and.
Yeah. I think I heard the phone ringing anyway. So let's take a quick break.
That's probably Gia.
All right. We'll be right back. Everybody hang out.
Nah.
Gosh, I wanted to hear how you'd outfit a wilderness system radar for kayak fishing. And I also wanted to tell you to tell your co-host who's a giant Yankee ass bag that I want to take a steaming hot shit on his pillow every time he mispronounces Missouri. It's Missouri, goddammit! Missouri!
Ouch.
Hey, it's Jeff here with the Fish Porn Crew. Wanted to tell you about Pig Farm Inc. The good people over at Pig Farm Inc. are all about getting outside, helping out the community, doing rad shit. So make sure you are a part of that community. Head on over to pigfarminc.com for all the latest details. That's about it. Pigfarminc.com.
We're back. Beer in hand.
Yeah. Fresh beers.
Yeah. You guys got your gravel bar?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found, I don't know if you guys know about it. Do you know Stone IPA?
Oh, yeah.
I found Stone in Portland, so.
Nice.
I'm happy to get a little California love.
Yeah. When I'm in the mood for Stone, I always go for the Arrogant Bastard, just because I have to.
Holy shit, this is not from California. It's from Richmond, Virginia. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. I'm going to go pour this shit out. Guys, give me a gravel bar. Give me a Missouri beer.
Oh, you're going to have to add another one.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, after that bullshit phone call, you better believe I'm going to say Missouri, 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 Missouri.
Six. Was that six?
Yep. So you guys have just heard a voicemail we got the other day. So I'm not an expert at fishing out of a kayak, but I know Ryan fishes a lot out of
I love that's what you talk about first. Thanks, Josh. It was first on the list, so I'll give you that. But
it was first on the list, so I'm going to go there because the rest is all about you, and we don't really care at this point.
Oh.
Was he going to really – do you think he'll really shit on you? I know Sean pretty well. He'll shit on your pillow.
So
I don't want shit on a pillow.
Yeah, we probably don't need to go there.
All right, let's talk about this kayak thing before I get upset.
So I don't know how to set up a kayak properly for fishing. And since I know you fish out of them a lot, maybe you can help Sean and our other listeners figure out how to set up the kayak properly for fishing.
Well, yeah, and I know Sean, and there's no help for him, so he's beyond it. it's so much personal choice on kayaks. I got into kayak fishing a couple of years ago and just sort of took off with me. And that's really 90% of my fishing now. I'm on the Wilderness Systems National Pro Staff and the Aquabound Paddle National Pro Staff. And I've just sort of taken off with it. Our guide service is all kayak based. So the main thing that you can do in any kayak is find one that you're comfortable in. Whether that's a sit on top or a sit in, don't buy a kayak, especially if you're going to spend any more than $500 on it. And I do recommend you spend a little more than $500 on a kayak. There's a pretty good reason for that. But take them out. Any reputable shop will allow you to take that kayak out on the water and paddle it around. And if they don't, I would go somewhere else. So find the kayak that you want. And then you got to figure out what you're fishing for and what body of water you're on. Are you on a river or are you on a lake? You know, if you're on a lake, you may want to look at a way to set up, a fish finder on there. If you're on a lake, there's some different options for the way that you stow your rods, you know, again, and also back to whether you're at a sit in or a sit on top. For the rivers, my kayak is set up to where nothing is trailing in the air behind me. I don't have rods sticking up 8 feet, 10 feet in the air. I built my own custom fly rod holder that runs along the side of the kayak. There's some alternatives to that out there as well, made by, lots of, probably the most well-known would be Yak Gear. Makes a lot of really cool rod holders that are movable. And then just get yourself comfortable. Find a good, comfortable PFD. Find the right paddle for you. Make sure that, you know, if you're sitting in a kayak in a sit-in, your paddle's going to have to be just a little bit shorter than if you're going to be sitting on top of one. So make sure paddle length is great. Make sure the paddle blade type is suited to your water. Don't carry so much crap that if you end up in the water, you're gonna lose some shit. It's just gonna happen. I've got my good buddy Vinny always says, if you spend enough time on the water, you're gonna spend some time in it. And so don't take everything you've got in the shed out on the kayak with you. And other than that, I mean, it's just really finding the right boat, making sure it's comfortable, making sure you're comfortable, figuring out what body of water you like to fish the most, and then rigging the boat according to that water.
So, you know, I've fished out of canoes, but I've never been in a kayak per se, one of these sit-ons or sit-ins or anything. Can you actually stand up in some of these kayaks, and which ones are the best for it, especially for fly fishing? Because if anybody's ever sat down in a canoe and try to fly fish, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. So, yeah. You know, what's your experience with some of that?
So especially for fly fishing, which again is 80 to 90% of my fishing is with a fly rod. A sit on top for me is absolutely the way to go. I fish out of a Wilderness Systems Attack 120, and it's got a nice open deck. That's one of the things you want to look for in any kayak. If you're going to be fishing a long rod, you know how it is, Josh. Line gets around your feet. No matter what, it's going to fit. I swear to God, stuff manifests itself for your line to get hung up on. It's just going to happen. So that's the things you want to look at is when you're fly fishing out of a kayak is making sure there's not a ton of stuff in there to get caught up on your line. And a sit on top, most of the sit on tops that they make, the larger boats, let's say 12 feet, and you're going to be able to stand it. I know I stand in my boat more than I sit in. In fact, I've got a seat called a 3D seat, which almost looks like a butt seat on the front of a bass boat.
Okay.
And I can just lean up, and I end up standing in it more than I do sitting.
Well, shoot, I could get behind that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You get behind my seat, or you get behind standing in the car?
Behind standing up, because the whole sitting down thing,
yeah.
Because I've been on the front and the back of a bass boat helping buddies in tournaments, and, you know, that little butt seat is kind of nice just to something to lean against.
Yeah, it's very
when you've
nice.
Been out there for 8 hours at a time throwing stuff. So
yeah, it's and you know any of these boats that any of the more like I said the more expensive boats, you should be able to stand up and walk around on pretty comfortably without feeling like you're going to fall.
Well, cool. So hopefully our listener that called in asking about that, you know, get some information and can take that and run with it. But the other part, I don't know if there's help for that. I mean, that sounds like a mental issue.
Yeah, that sounds violent.
So, I mean, I think he's got some aggression issues he needs to work out.
Yeah, I hope he's in a different division of the tournament. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he'll be in the East Division.
Oh, I'm so sad to hear that.
I don't know. Maybe we need to go fish the East and just knock him off his kayak.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do that. We're not that mean.
Hey, well, Ryan, are there rules about brawling in the tournament rules?
So no pulling hair and no scratching of eyes.
Okay, that's fair.
Other than that, it's normal playground rules.
Okay, so. Good enough.
And, cool. If it causes you to be called a pussy, don't do it.
Okay.
So are you calling this Chia guy out?
No, not yet. I'm gonna give him. I'm hoping that he might call back, and you know maybe apologize for his blunt behavior. But I do understand that some folks from Missouri just don't understand how to play well with others.
Damn.
Well, you know those guys in the eastern side of the state. You know we can't help them because they're a little oddball anyway.
Yeah, they're off. They're all very off. That's all I have to say about that.
So do people like, okay. So in the state are, you know, people from St. Louis, more angry, like, you know, big city people.
Well, usually Kansas City, St. Louis, they're more that northern mentality.
Right, they're very like aggro almost.
Yeah,
and I think Kansas City less so than St. Louis.
Yeah, Kansas City is a smaller, more of a farm community, but St. Louis is a big city, and you know it's going to have that more big city mentality. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
And it's a big hub on two big rivers, so you know, whatever.
Yeah, the Mighty Mo.
And the Mississippi.
Yeah. So I've heard there's like a Missouri River.
Yes.
Is that how you say that? Or is it also Missouri? Damn it. The Missouri River.
It would be Missouri River because it actually starts
in Montana.
Out northwest.
In Montana.
Yeah.
That's where it breaks. Yeah.
So I was saying it correctly when I'm referring to a river.
And if you said Missouri, that would be the proper pronunciation of the state.
Of this, yeah.
Well, I'm going to digress and say that we're going to have to leave that one up to the jury. I'm at a loss for words there.
Yeah, that's a first right there.
All right. Awkward moment of silence as everybody processes how they're going to say it.
I'm just thinking about the phone calls these are going to elicit from Sean. So,
well, you know, if Sean figures out how to use his phone again, then good for him.
Yeah. He's one of those Northeastern guys.
Is he really? Is he? He says, I've heard that he's a...
Yankee.
Somebody was quoted as saying he's more of a Yankee than I am.
Did I say that?
I did say that. I'm not going to confirm or deny.
I did say that. Well, you got to understand. I'm from, and this is going to start a war, but I'm going to say it. I'm from the real Ozarks. So, and he's.
And I thought you weren't political. Jeez.
Yeah. No, I am. When it comes to Sean, I am.
Okay.
So to me, he's a Yankee. Because he's from up near the Lou,
and that would be a Yankee. That'd be Yankee blood.
Yeah, Yankee stronghold, I think.
Where is this?
Up by St. Louis.
Oh, okay. You guys call it the Lou?
The Lou.
The Lou.
You know, from like Nelly.
Okay. Good to know.
I love their baseball team. I just
You know, we're all Cardinals fans down here. We know you guys in the Northeast are. All Red Sox fans, but we won't hold that against you.
Right. Yeah. Well, I could ask the question, what happened the last time the Sox and the Cards met in the World Series? But I think we all know the answer to that.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah, so. Hey, what? I support two teams. The Red Sox and whoever beats the Yankees.
There you go.
Hey, and I think we can all agree on that one.
Yeah, so we have common ground.
So, but still, I mean,
anyways,
if you're a Yankee around St. Louis and you want to, you know, take a crap on somebody's pillow, you know, there's issues there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our friend has a little anger issue, but whatever. Maybe he just needs to get out and fish more. So.
Yeah. Well, right now we all do.
Yeah. Right.
This
on.
Winter stuff is biting us pretty hard.
Yeah.
We need water.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some rain, and hopefully we'll get that, you know, later this week because they're calling for a good chance of rain here. And I know back when Streamer Love Fest was going on, it was, you know, 2/3 of what it should have been, and it was really low. And you know, we're just hurting here for water, so
we need it.
Yeah, so you guys, okay, here we go. Rookie question, not knowing. But when you talk about the Ozarks, some people call them hills. Some people say they're mountains. Do you have any water that stays up there and feeds it year-round?
We have a lot of springs
that
feed a lot of the streams around here. But, I mean, it's not going to be your mountain stream.
Okay, so you don't have any like
high in the mountains.
No. If you guys got snow, whatever, it would just melt off and go away.
Yeah, what we are actually known for, this has been years and years ago. We have a magazine put out by our conservation department here in Missouri, which is oddly called the Missouri Department of Conservation. They had an article years ago about in this southern part of Missouri, southwest part, there's an average of 3.1 caves per mile.
Wow.
In a radius. And so a lot of our groundwater all sinks into all those caves.
Really?
And, you know, that's where a lot of our groundwater runs into and then comes out of there and goes into our streams.
Huh. And I'm guessing that Sean lives in one of those caves?
Well, he's in the southeastern part of the state, so probably.
Okay.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
Yes, completely. I mean, it looks just like the Flintstones house, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that southeastern part of the state, yeah, you know, they marry their own sisters and, you know, it's it's kind of like a northern Arkansas.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to probably help a lot.
Yeah, that's really going to help our numbers. Back to 6 listeners. Woodard Rods out of Arkansas. We love them.
No, see, they're out of southern Arkansas, so they're good.
Yeah, okay.
They're good.
Yeah, it's that northern central part of Arkansas you got to really be worried about.
Okay. What other well, never mind. Let's not pick on anybody else. Let's keep our 6 listeners.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's funny.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah, it's fine.
We did.
It is. I mean, the rest of the world makes fun of us. We might as well make fun of ourselves, right?
All right. So, do you guys make fun of people from Illinois?
Yes.
Oh yeah, souls. Because they all Illinois me.
Yeah. I hear that. So you know about fibs?
That I don't know.
Fucking Illinois bastards, fibs.
Oh. I could get behind that.
Yeah, that was one I learned in Colorado. So, cuz it's a day's drive for them to get to the mountains. So they can get to Summit County and annoy the shit out of everyone. Thus, they are fibs. And I think, I want to say that fibs was a Michigan term that was brought to Summit County, Colorado by a good Michigan guy that I know. But yeah, judging by the lack of laughter, I think we should move on to the next topic.
Well, you know, Michigan doesn't really count because everybody holds up their hand and points to their hand, you know, where they're at, located. And that doesn't hold reference for me.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a video reference of this, Josh, because I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll do a video reference on our page and everybody can take a look at it.
Cool. All right.
Hey, Ryan understands.
I got it. Got it.
Because we get a lot of northerners that come down here to vacation because it's too cold up there. So they come down here.
Oh, I gotcha.
And hang out.
They go to the Lake of the Ozarks?
Yes. Or Table Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman. Did Jason actually, Bateman and Netflix convince more people to go there?
And you know what's really funny about that show? None of it was shot here in the Ozarks. It was all filmed in Georgia.
No way.
Yes, it was all filmed in Georgia. There may be a few opening scenes that were filmed here, but no, it was all filmed in Georgia.
Oh man, it looked really nice. I guess.
Well, you're gonna get to you know it is nice around here, but you're gonna get to experience that.
Well,
when you come down for the tournament.
I don't know. Yeah. Ryan said that surrounding states were involved. So it does the as the crow flies. Does that include Georgia?
No, sir.
No.
Ah, shit. Okay.
No, so we can offend anyone from there that we want, and there's the likelihood of retribution is going to be low.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not all coming out here, so.
Okay. So, good to know. Do you expect anybody from Oklahoma will be competing?
I do. Yeah, actually, I do. There's some incredible rivers in the northern, northeastern part of Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
It holds some big smallmouth.
That defeats what I was just about to say. Back on episode 5.5, when Josh and I talked to Jay Johnson, we had started throwing around the idea of the least fishy state. And I would have voted for Oklahoma.
Now, to caveat what I just said, the rest of the state is just sort of prairie dogs and sagebrush. And
it's kind of like Western Texas.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Texas, right? Is that?
No, we don't care about that.
We don't care.
No. Because it's just really northern Mexico, if you think about it.
Oh.
And I can only say that with love because I have a lot of good friends in Houston, and I always tease them that they're just northern Mexicans.
To my cousins, Scott and David, who live in Texas.
Hey, we love you, and I love Texas. Don't get me wrong. I love Texas, and, if push come to shove and Texas ever left the United States, I'd probably move to Texas. I'm just saying. Because everybody carries guns and nobody cares.
Yeah, and they're actually probably the only state in the union that could successfully secede.
Yeah, because Texas does what Texas wants.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
And also, if Missouri ever decided to secede, they would just be an island in a sea of America.
Yeah.
Hey, but we have 8 states that touch us, so
yeah, don't
mess
with everybody get their meth.
Where would everybody get their meth?
Oh, man. You guys got 8 states that surround you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
And if anybody's ever seen the movie Winter's Bone, it was actually filmed just south of us.
Yeah, in Branson.
In Branson area.
So Nebraska touches Missouri?
Yeah, Nebraska touches Missouri.
Oh, shit, I said Missouri. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Hey.
So
take a shot off? I don't know. You might have to.
Oh, hell no. Missouri.
I'm only put 2 on for that.
Oh, that's mean.
You're up to like 28, I think.
That's it?
I don't know. We've been drinking, so we can't count that high.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I haven't pulled my shoes off yet.
Josh, I got to tell you, I'm so glad we're back to beer instead of coffee.
Oh, me too. That early morning session was pretty rough.
Yeah. And, I mean, of all people, just to talk to Justin, so.
Yeah. And which, he was still pretty funny.
Yeah, but.
But not as funny as if he would have been drinking.
Yeah, precisely.
And, with Justin in mind, I'm going to take a quick turn and talk about Facebook real quick. I was checking it out, and because I follow the Hardly Strictly Musky page, someone tagged a photo credit of Justin at the tournament. And, apparently what Justin is really good at is taking pictures.
Okay.
So, apparently we need to invite him on our next trip just to take pictures for us because he doesn't fish.
Right. He only ice fishes.
Yeah, he only ice fishes and hangs out and doesn't pay any attention when he's out on the ice.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
But we still love you, Justin.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
All right, should we get back on task here and...
Yeah, we probably ought to... get back on task so our listeners don't go too far off.
Yeah, sure. All right. Ryan's still here with us. Everybody, yeah. if you just joined the show, we have special guest from Missouri. 29.
At least.
Yeah, at least. Count them. I hope somebody else is keeping track as they listen. Maybe Justin, since he's one of our best listeners. Also, speaking of
I
great
can't
listeners...
count that high.
I want to send a big shout out to whoever is listening out in Thermopolis. I think it's
Wyoming.
I think it's somebody named Bob. That's all I'm gonna say to keep his privacy. But you know, creepy interweb tracking stuff. We have a listener that I believe whose name is Bob. For Thermop.
You know, we're looking at our list here, and Viroqua,
Wisconsin is right in the middle of the Driftless region of Wisconsin, which is incredible.
And they're actually in the top three positions of listens.
Okay.
Crab Orchard, wherever the crap that is.
Crab Orchard.
So if you're from Crab Orchard, call us and let us know where that is, because we don't have a clue. And then all our buddies in Fort Collins are listening too. So
Crab Orchard is in, actually there are quite a few. There's Nebraska, West Virginia, Illinois, and KY.
And, you know.
Oh, there's one in Tennessee too.
Oh,
there's a Crab Orchard in Tennessee.
But, you know, we have to definitely give a shout out to our friends up north in Canada. They are our second top country.
Oh, because it's Jordan. Because of Jordan, for sure.
Jordan. I haven't met Jordan.
No, but we've been going back and forth on the Instagram messaging.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for listening. But we know you're out there.
You know, that's just crazy to see where everybody's coming from. You know, we even have a listener in Sweden.
Sweden. I wonder if she's...
Maybe it's a tall, big blonde.
Yeah, I was hoping that you would say that. I didn't say that, honey. He did.
Yeah, everybody, that was me, Josh, not Ryan.
You know, I got to say it's pretty pathetic that that Springfield, Missouri comes in way down the list. I'm just going to say
well,
that.
Well, you know, we'll get a lot more listeners now that we have some more local people on.
Yeah.
And we'll have them promoting it as well. So.
Absolutely,
rock and roll. Yeah. Hey, speaking of good listeners, though, what's up, Chris in Keyport? You guys don't know Chris, but I do. So
yeah. You met a bunch of people.
Yeah.
What, 2 weekends ago now?
Yeah, man. I still haven't done a wrap up of that, but I might record.
We'll get to that here in the next week or two.
Yeah, we got
to
talk about that.
So yeah. And I've seen pictures and heard about it before, you know, before some of the other pictures were posted. So I'm actually kind of excited to hear even maybe a little more about that.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot went on, a lot. Stuff was capsized, which is the joke for Captain Rob. he'll get it. Nobody else will until I tell you off air.
And, you know, and speaking of, you know, that weekend that you met a lot of people at that show, you know, you finished off with a big iron fly.
Oh, it was amazing.
And, you know, the pictures from that were pretty awesome. And, you know, so, you know, for our listeners out there that are in the Ozarks area and thinking about competing in this competition or even across the country that want to travel to this, Jeff and I are, you know, may start working on a really fun after party. So,
yeah, there will be. So, I'm going to go ahead and say that there better be an after party.
Because
I'm going to come out, number one, I am amped to meet Ryan and take part in this tournament. Number two, I'm reluctant to go and hang out with you, Josh. But number three, I am fucking ready.
Every time we hang out, we always have fun because all we do is drink.
Yeah.
We don't ever fish. We just drink.
Right. Which I have to do if I, yeah. So we have to drink around each other if we want to be able to be in the same room.
Yeah. Well, that's a given, but
yeah,
but no, we will throw one hell of an after party for all the fishermen that are going to be involved with this, Bronze Fest.
Yeah. It's going to be a rager. It'll be
pure
Tournament of Bronze. Sorry, I was thinking of the other tournament that
Tournament of Bronze.
Tournament of Bronze.
So, hey Ryan, who did the artwork for that poster?
Nate. Carnes.
Nate Carnes. Excellent. The famous Nate Carnes.
Excellent work.
I mean, doesn't he do such a great job?
Yeah, his stuff is pretty cool.
I mean, I just want to brag because I got the very first poster.
Oh man.
So, you know, I will have Ryan take a picture of me holding that and we'll post it on Instagram here in a little while.
Hey, I've been seeing this guy's art though here today and he's no slouch either. So it's
I'm working on a little bit of art for Woodard, so you know.
Yeah, it's looking good.
We're gonna step up our game at Woodard.
Check out Josh's Instagram, six listeners. he put a preview, and then you know we're all proud of his art. So I've got a couple. I actually tried to get serious, Josh. I'm gonna put something up. I might put it on my personal Instagram, so you don't get credit for it.
No, I won't take credit for it because you sign all of your artwork. I don't.
Well, not that I don't trust people, but, you know, with the interwebs and stuff. Yeah,
people steal stuff really easy.
Yeah, you know what? Karen, if Karen's listening from Zen Tenkara, she asked me for a copy of the original file.
I know. I saw that. I was super excited to see that they were excited about that artwork. And, you know, we would love to talk with those guys.
Oh yeah,
if you guys are listening. So
yeah, but the moral of the story, the moral of the story is that I suck at drawing stuff, but it's fun. And if anybody wants a copy of it, just ask me, and I'll get you the real file. So and give me some ideas. Give me some suggestions on what to do.
Yeah, call the hotline, guys.
Yeah, what's the number?
970-834-FISH.
Boom, that just happened.
Boom, I actually remembered.
Yeah, also, we want to open it up to text messages as well. Ryan, if you're sitting around and you want to text us, you have Josh's number.
Which I do.
I think that Josh should make sure you have mine for details and stuff. But
okay.
If you want to text the hotline, man, feel free. Sean, we need you to consider that as well.
Or AKA Chia.
Chia. Yeah,
I'll get you guys a picture of him and you'll understand Chia.
Okay. So if anybody was wondering, there were some air quote come out right now, art pieces on Fish Porn Instagram that referred to a Chia.
Chia Bass.
Chia Bass, feed him beer and hopefully he'll shut up. Is that how it went? Or
something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just a little mudslinging. We want to keep it going, but we want to keep it fun because we appreciate Sean.
And, we appreciate all our listeners. And, you know, like him, you know, we're going to have fun with any phone call that we get. And so, you know, definitely call in and you know, leave us a funny voicemail because you're probably going to either be a guest or, you know, get picked on the show, but it's all in love. And we appreciate every listener we have.
Yeah. And we wouldn't be doing this without listeners. Speaking of which, our, little fanboy moment, our friends over at the, Barely Live podcast, opened up a hotline. So, yeah.
Which I need to call.
Yeah.
So I need to call and leave a good voicemail for those guys.
Yeah. Rumor has it.
I'm sure we can get our brother Sean at the Church of the Latter-day Dude to give them a call too.
Oh yeah. We won't take any. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can, Sean, I don't know if you listen to them, buddy, but, look at their Instagram, Barely Live Sessions, and, they have their number up. It's Richard Queso's / the Barely Live hotline. Rumor has it that I was the first one to call it. I don't know if that's true.
But you know what? We still do more podcasts than they do because it's like every, 4 years when they do one.
Yeah. It would be nice if they actually put one out. I guess we inspired them to do one the last time with their little influenza episode. You know, they do have us beat on music. I will say that.
Well,
And Paul Puckett, like, here we are talking about art.
Paul, man, if nobody follows Paul Puckett on Instagram.
Well, if you don't follow Paul Puckett, you're not an angler, so.
And, I mean, he posted a video of him just doing scales the other day for a piece of art that he was doing. And it's just amazing. I mean, his artwork that he does is fantastic. So go check him out at Paul. I think it's Paul Puckett Art on Instagram.
Yeah, go just search for him. I mean, you'll find him.
The guy is fantastic to just see his artwork.
Yeah, and I mean, good dude.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. And, you know, there are other guys involved in that show. so I hope everybody's feeling better. I think Will was down with the flu.
Yeah, so too Will, much flu going around these days.
Will, as soon you probably don't even listen, so what the fuck am I talking to you for? But, Will, if any of your friends are listening, I hope you feel better. And I hope you record some new shit soon, because we can't be the only ones putting out subpar podcasts. oh, shit. Did I insult you? I'm sorry.
Hey,
I was trying to save all my insults for the state of Missouri and for Sean.
Hey,
that's 30. You know,
boom.
We're going to call out the Barely Alive guys and say they need to come out and get away from the salt and come, you know, fly fish for smallmouth with us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, we're going to call out those Barely Alive guys.
If they want to do that, then I'll bring the drift boat and I'll bring a paddleboard, and that way they can just fly and not worry about having a seat.
Yeah, let's get them out here. You bring the drift boat and the paddleboard, and I'll float on the paddleboard and just film the whole session, because it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, so we're calling you out, gentlemen. We're calling you out. We're gonna.
You think a flats fish is tough to catch? Come catch a 18-inch smallmouth in a gin clear 8-foot wide creek.
Ooh, Ryan just called you out, boys.
Yeah. Come on, boys. Come catch the fish of five casts.
Come fish with us.
Hell yeah. So. Well, anyways, guys, I'm out of beer.
I am too.
So.
Should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to throw in there, but I'm sitting on E here. So.
Well, Ryan, go ahead and tell us again how to find you. Okay. On Facebook, Instagram, or wherever, and tell us the dates again for the contest.
All right, so any of the social platforms is Ozark Smallmouth Alliance, and the date of Tournament of Bronze is May 12th. That's our set date.
That's a Saturday?
So if we have a rain up, yeah, that's a Saturday. If something happens like last year, which, God forbid, and the creeks don't rise, it won't, our makeup date is the first Saturday in June. And
which would be right around my birthday. I'm just throwing that out. That would be fine, because we could get trashed and fish and have fun on my birthday weekend.
Yeah, but it's going to go on the first day. It's going to go on May 12th. So,
yeah, we're gonna go for May 12th, because
I'm going to be there, so
it's my birthday. Oh yeah,
right.
And you don't want me camping in your backyard from May 12th until the early part of June.
Oh, I don't care. You're just going to have to deal with my dogs.
Yeah.
And they like to cuddle, so it's fine.
Okay.
There you go.
But cool. So everybody, Ozark Smallmouth Alliance, Facebook, Instagram, go check them out. May 12th, tournament's going down. All the info for the contest is there. Man, I don't know what else to say.
We're going to be bringing the info on the after party.
Yeah, we will get the after party and, you know, going on. We'll get it figured out and... Just be prepared for that, guys, because I don't know if anybody here in the Ozarks, in the area, would even be prepared for one of our parties.
You have no idea. You have no idea, because there's going to be, well, we'll save it. We'll save it for May 12th.
Oh, yeah. We'll start releasing small details as we go. How about that?
Deal.
All right.
Ryan, I cannot wait to meet you. I feel like I know you.
Thank you.
But, I'd like to get to know you better and actually shake your hand. And, you know, thank you, Ryan, for being here. Thanks for putting on this event. And thanks for providing all the information you do. Communication is the key, and education makes everybody better for it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very you guys very much. Yeah. You have no idea. This is, you know, this has been a dream of mine for a long time, and to have guys like you involved so far, you know, it's been a ton of fun, and I look forward to moving it forward, man. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, Jeff, did you hear that? Guys like us.
Guys like us. So, Ryan, are your eyes brown?
The little he knows.
Ryan, are your eyes brown?
My eyes are brown.
Yeah, because you're full of shit.
Yeah, you've been talking to my old lady.
I can answer that. If that's the kind of stuff you pull, then I can only imagine.
Yeah. Yep.
No, we're going to have fun. Ryan's a honest to goodness, great guy, and great to talk with, and very informative. And, you know, just because I've met him a few times before and talked with him, and yeah, everybody needs to get involved with something like this. So definitely at least check him out, you know, hit him up,
Missouri.
You know, see what you can do to get involved.
I heard that.
Missouri.
31, 32. Damn you.
I just wanted to sneak in a few extra Missouris.
Yeah. Get them in while you can now, Buster.
All right. All right, guys. I guess this is it.
All right. I got to go eat some dinner.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good, Jeff.
Later, gentlemen.
Later.
Yes, Josh. This is Brother Sean from Brother Sean's First Church of the Good in Latter-day Dude. I'm so glad you have this hotline live now, because I just heard that young man calling to talk about your Yankee co-host and how I won't say a big stingy poopy on his pillow, and that aggression will not stand, man. That aggression will not stand. He needs to get right with the law. He needs to go ahead and write his name down on a $50 bill and mail it to Brother Sean's First Church of the Good in Latter-day Dude, and I'm sitting here listening to this shit, and what in the hell are you boys thinking? I mean, I can understand that Yankee up there in Maine getting Shawshanked every night by the lady boys wanting to call it that, but it is Missouri, guys, Missouri. I mean, seriously, Truman, he was from Missouri. The outlaw Josie Wales, he was from Missouri, right? Jesse James, guess where he was from? Missouri. Brad Kitt, John Goodman, hell, Kate Capshaw lives 15 miles from me. She grew up here in Missouri. I don't know what you guys have a problem with. Do you call it Arkansas? No, you don't. You call it Arkansas. Hell, we got two Major League Baseball teams up here. You know, from St. Louis, Missouri, and Kansas City, Missouri. I tell you what, I about give up on you old boys. I'm trying here to support the Tournament of Bronze and these guys in the Ozark Smallmouth Alliance, and all I get is this blasphemous pronunciation of my beautiful state. I mean, this is God's country, and God is going to need you to pray to him for him to forgive you for how awful you have treated the great state of Missouri by calling it that. You don't have the Missouri black bear. No, you got the Missouri black bear. You better pray to Jesus, and I mean, you better pray hard. And if you'd like me to pray, I can do that for you for a small nominal fee. Just please write your name on a $100 bill and mail it to Brother Sean's First Church of the Good.